USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans stand to lose federal unemployment benefits today if the standoff continues between Congress and President Trump over a COVID-19 relief package. The president refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, claiming it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. Representative Don Beyer reminding everyone,
if the president would sign the bill today, which is both the COVID relief package, $900 billion, and $1.4 billion to keep the government running for the rest of the fiscal year through September 30th, that's a great first step. That means the people on pandemic unemployment insurance, which runs out today, get to keep it.
The Virginia Democrat speaking on CNN, President Trump continuing to monitor the Christmas morning bombing situation in downtown Nashville. President-elect Biden also briefed on the bombing. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
A double agent whose life story was told in books and movies is dead.
Russian officials announcing today that former British spy George Blake has died at the age of 98. Blake spied for the Soviets while working in Great Britain's SIS, the Secret Intelligence Service. His life changed forever in 1950 when he was kidnapped by North Korea. He explained in a documentary why he decided to work for the Soviets.
When I saw these enormous American flying fortresses flying low over what seemed to be defenseless Korean villages, I felt a feeling of shame. I felt very acutely that I was on the wrong side and that I should do something about it.
Blake admitted to being a double agent when he was arrested by the British in 1961. He served 5 years in prison before escaping to East Berlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
More news always can be found online at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. retail sales rose just over 2% between November 1st and Christmas Eve. Many Americans ditched shopping at stores for digital outlets. And pandemic buying trends favored household goods and food over apparel continue. That's according to early sales data from firms that track shopper spending. Now, as far as celebrating the holidays, it looked a lot different this year than it has in years past due to the pandemic. But Dr. William Hazeltine tells MSNBC there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Next year is going to come in like a lion, but if it doesn't go out like a lamb, it's going to go out like a ram. We have vaccines on the way for many companies, and they will be more available. We have new drugs that are on their way and will help ease the burden, not only of the virus, but the consequences of the virus. We will have very rapid home tests.
He continues on why he believes California is continuing to see a record number of cases of the virus.
Well, it's clear that there are new strains of the virus that are more transmissible in Africa, in Europe now, and especially in the UK. But I believe that we will find that a good part of what's happening right now in California are new homegrown strains.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.